Chapter 4. How we've developed our plan. Our priority has been to gather input from across Westpac Group in progressing our access and inclusion strategy. Guided by Westpac's purpose, we've established priorities that will deliver more than just access to banking services. They will amplify inclusion for people with disability, injury, illness, or who are neurodivergent more broadly. Our access and inclusion plan illustrates our course of action and the equitable outcomes we are seeking to achieve. Being responsive to feedback from our customers and people is fundamental in closing the gap and making improvements to help us better serve everyone. Our plan is underpinned by Westpac's strategy and purpose, Westpac's human rights position statement and action plan, the Australian Banking Association's Banking Code of Practice, the Disability Discrimination Act 1992, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and the Australian Human Rights Commission Act 1986. Insights from participation in the Australian Disability Network's Access and Inclusion Index, and being a signatory and partaking in programs of work with the Valuable 500, committed to putting disability inclusion on the business leadership agenda. Stakeholder engagement. Each access and inclusion plan builds on the previous one, showcasing a continuous journey of learnings, storytelling, discovery, and improvements. Championing accessibility is the collective responsibility across our organisation, driving us towards greater inclusion for all. Our plan has been shaped by a collaborative process led by our dedicated access and inclusion team. It has been developed with input from our customers, our people, disability service providers, and advocacy groups to recognise the lived experiences of people with disability and/or their carers and people who are neurodivergent so that they are seen, heard, and their views and experiences valued. We've conducted focus groups, gathered feedback, evaluated data, and captured insights from accessibility champions within our business, including both those with and without disability and those who are neurodivergent. Their engagement has enabled us to gain a holistic understanding of the perspectives of our customers, people, and community in moments that matter. We extend our gratitude for their guidance, support, and for challenging us to better understand the opportunity to advance accessibility and inclusion for all, with the aim of leaving nobody behind. Our Access and Inclusion Committee. Our governance structure is fundamental. Ensuring access and inclusion is overseen at the highest levels of the organisation and is embedded throughout everyday operations. Governed by our Access and Inclusion Plan co-chairs and Head of Access and Inclusion, under their guidance, the objective of the committee is to optimise a culture mindset of accessibility throughout the organisation by ensuring that the Access and Inclusion Plan is aligned with Westpac's strategy and purpose, clearly defining and managing the scope and delivery of the plan to achieve our initiatives and outcomes, being accountable for governance of the defined outcomes of the plan, ensuring sustainable business ownership of the actions, providing input, advice, and expertise through both lived experience and learnt knowledge into the overall scope of the plan, advocating within the organisation in continually strengthening awareness, support, and business acceptance, providing active and timely management and resolution of significant issues impeding the delivery of outcomes, and monitoring and tracking any compliance related to the plan with relevant policies, standards, and regulations. Westpac Group Access and Inclusion Team. The Access and Inclusion Team supports the plan's delivery through their role of leading cultural change and advocating for inclusion across Westpac Group. As subject matter experts on accessibility guidelines, principles, and standards, they provide advice to businesses and colleagues to integrate accessibility into platforms, systems, applications, communications, and premises. By authentically collaborating with agencies and suppliers, the team enhances the knowledge and skills of external partners to ensure a greater client and customer experience in moments that matter. The Access and Inclusion Team educate our people by sharing tools and resources and introduce diverse perspectives into innovative products and services in the aim of designing and creating more accessible outcomes for all. ABLE Employee Advocacy Group. Established in 2010, ABLE, which stands for Assisting Better Lives for Everyone, Employee Advocacy Group, is one of Westpac's 10 employee-led volunteer groups. ABLE advocates for individuals with visible and invisible disability, carers, neurodivergent individuals, and those with mental health challenges. ABLE plays a crucial role in advancing Westpac Group's employee accessibility agenda, including being a stakeholder in the development of this plan, and serves as an inclusive employee community, attracting and connecting people with disability who are neurodivergent or have caregiving responsibilities together. ABLE's mission is to embed accessibility and equity into everything we do, build a trusted community through storytelling, and stand up for everyone feeling safe, welcomed, and included at work. Enhancing outcomes through feedback to foster meaningful progress. We gather feedback from our customers, people, and community to better understand the ways we can improve customer experiences with us. We recognize that feedback is a gift that can be used to address pain points, streamline processes, and drive change. When listening to a customer need, we can bring about positive outcomes.